So, my name is Jess. I'm visually impaired and I live in London.
Jess, what has your year in lockdown been for you and your husband as visually impaired people living in London?
It's been challenging, as I think most people's lockdowns have been. But on the whole, I've had a fairly positive experience of lockdown as a visually impaired person. I feel very fortunate in lots of ways that although there's been challenges, I've really missed seeing my family and friends. And, both myself and my husband are both visually impaired. So to start off with, we did find it difficult and it was challenging, mainly because of not being able to get shopping very easily. And we weren't eligible to be on the priority list or anything. And there was at one stage where I was thinking, oh, how are we going to get any food or anything? But I feel very fortunate. We live in a street where it's very community-based and everyone rallied round and they set up a WhatsApp group for the street. So we were able to communicate with people and realize that there were people out there who were able to help and support us. So yeah, that was really, really good. It's also been very positive for me personally for the lockdown. I mean, I was furloughed from work for quite a lot of the time, and although I missed not going out, I missed seeing my friends and my family. I used to see my mum every week, but obviously she wasn't able to come up anymore. And then quite early on in the lockdown, I discovered a really excellent organisation, the Braillist Foundation, and they started off, they had some mindfulness sessions, which I found really useful at just getting my thoughts in order. And they also made me sort of start relearning my braille. They then went on to do a cooking session as well, which I never thought I would be so into cooking and baking. So quite early on, they did a session where they were teaching everyone how to bake bread. So obviously jumping on board with one of the nation's new lockdown hobbies of bread baking, the Braillist Foundation joined in and they showed us all how to do it. And I had one very disastrous experience the first time of trying it, but being very determined with all these things, I persevered. And from then on, I was baking bread all the time, and it was just marvellous.
And you mentioned about the community there, and I think certainly one of the positives to come out of lockdown is how communities around people have rallied and, people knocking on doors and making sure that people are fine. And you say you really felt that during lockdown.
Oh, definitely. Yes. I mean, it was invaluable. The street, I mean, they would come and knock on our door. I mean, to start off with, I felt, I wanted to be able to do it as well. And I felt a bit guilty that I wasn't doing it. And, I couldn't offer to go and help people to get their shopping because I was having enough trouble getting it of my own. But people were so helpful. And, one time when there was the toilet roll shortage, the man in the corner shop, we were going round and he suddenly just came out with this whole load of toilet rolls for us. And it was just things like that. And some of my husband's family who live close by, they helped get things for us. It really, the whole community feel. And, I really hope that that's something that continues after the lockdown, now that we've got to know our neighbours much better, and just to be able to keep that community vibe going on. I'm really looking forward to that.
And what do you feel about coming out of lockdown? Do you have any concerns or worries about it? Or are you feeling sort of, well, this is going to be fantastic?
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I just can't wait to see people again and get back out into the real world. As much as I've been able to fill my time at home and learn new things, there's nothing better than being out in the open and mixing with people. I know I'll be a bit cautious to start with, especially, environments where there's crowds of people. It's going to be quite strange actually going back on public transport again. I used to be going on the train, on the bus every day, several times a day. And to think I have not really done that for so long, it's going to be a very strange experience. So I think there's going to be, some anxiety just getting back out there, having to do things again. And, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's just, I can't wait really.
Jess, what would help you as a visually impaired person when we do come out of lockdown?
I think it's just really a thing, you know, people being aware that social distancing is really difficult for blind and visually impaired people. And, you know, sometimes when people are guiding you, you know, for them not to be cautious about approaching people, I think that's probably one of my worries, that people will be a bit less, you know, willing, because there's a lot of touching involved and guiding, holding people's arms, that, you know, how ready people will be to do that straight away. Maybe that will take a little while to come back. But yeah, just to be able to keep conversations going with people, make sure that there's, you know, there's been a lot of openness created throughout the lockdown. And I really just think if we can keep that going, that will be the most helpful.
Thank you, Jess Beale, for sharing your thoughts on the year of lockdown with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.